Father Selfidius, then, had made new head.
He had, my lord, and that it was which caused our swift composition.
So then, the Volsces stand but as at first, ready when time shall prompt them to make road upon us again.
They are worn, Lord Consul, so that we shall hardly in our ages see their banners wave again.
So you are, Fidius.
On safeguard, he came to me and did curse against the Volsces, for they had so vilely yielded the town. He's retired to Antium.
Spoke he of me?
He did, my lord.
How? What?
How often he had met you, sword to sword, that of all things upon the earth he hated your person most, that he would pawn all his fortunes to hopeless restitution so he might be called your vanquisher.
At Antium lives he?
At Antium.
I wish I had a cause to seek him there, to oppose his hatred fully. Welcome, Hans. Behold, these are the tribunes of the people, the tongues of common mouth. I do despise them, for they do prank them in authority against all noble sufferance.
Pass no further.
Ah, what's that?
It would be dangerous to go on. No further.
What makes this change?
The matter. Has he not passed the noble and the common?
Cominius, no.
Have I had children's voices?
Tribunes, give way. He shout at the marketplace.
The people are incensed against
you. Stop, or all will fall in broil.
Are these your herd? Must these have voices that can yield them now and straight disclaim their tongues? What are your offices? You, being their mouths, why rule you not their teeth? Have you not set them on?
Be calm, be calm.
It is a purposed thing. And grows by plot to curb the will of the nobility. Suffolk and live with such as cannot rule, nor ever will be ruled.
Call it not a plot. The people cry you mocked them. And of late, when corn was given them gratis, you repined. Scandal the suppliants for the people, call them time pleasers, flatterers, foes to nobleness.
Why, this was known before.
Not to them all.
Have you informed them, Sidon?
Well, I informed them.
You are like to do such business.
Not unlike each way to better yours.
Why then should I be consul by yon's clouds? Let me deserve so ill as you, and make me a fellow tribune.
You show too much of that for which the people stir. If you will pass to where you are bound, you must inquire your way, which you are out of, with a gentler spirit. Or never be so noble as a consul, nor yoke with him for tribute.
Let's be calm.
The people are abused. Set off. This paltering becomes not Rome. Nor has Coriolanus deserved for this so dishonored rub, laid falsely the plain way of his menace.
Tell me of corn. This was my speech, and I will speak it again.
Not now, not now.
Not in this heat, sir.
Now. Now, as I live, I will. My nobler friends, I crave their pardon, for the mutable, rank-scented many, let them regard me as I do not flatter, and therein behold themselves. I say again, in soothing them, we nourish against our senate the cockle of rebellion, insolence, sedition, which we ourselves have ploughed for, sowed, and scattered, by mingling them with us, the honored number, who lack not virtue, no, nor power, but that which they have given to beggars.
Well, no more.
No more words, we beseech you.
Oh, no more. As for my country, I have shed my blood, not fearing outward force. So shall my lungs coin words till their decay against those measles which we disdain shall pepper us, yet sought the very way to catch them.
You speak of the people as if you were a god to punish, not a man of their infirmity. Farewell, we let the people marry.
March! March is Connor!
But I have patience as a midnight sleep. By Jove, to be my minder.
It is a mind that shall remain a poison where it is, not poison any further.
Shall remain? Hear you this, Triton of the Minnows. Mark you his absolute shall.
'Twas from the cannon.
Shall! Oh, good, but most unwise patricians. Why, you grave but reckless senators, Have you thus given Hydra here to choose an officer that with his peremptory shall, being but the horn and noise of the monsters, wants not spirit to say he'll turn your current in a ditch and make your channel his? If he have power, then veil your ignorance. If none, awake your dangerous lenity. You are plebeians, if they be senators, and they are no less when both your voices blended the greatest taste most palates theirs. They choose their magistrate, and such a one as he, who puts his shall, his popular shall, against the graver bench than ever found in Greece. By Jove himself, it makes the consuls base, and my soul aches to know, when two authorities are up, neither supreme, how soon confusion may intertwix the gap of both and take the one by the other.
Well, on to the market.
Whoever gave that counsel to give forth the corn of the storehouse gratis, that was used sometime in Greece.
Well, no more of that.
Though there the people have more absolute power, I say they nourish disobedience and fed the ruin of the state.
Why shall the people give one that speaks thus their voice?
I'll give my reasons more worthier than their voices. They know the corn was not our recompense, resting well assured they ne'er did service for it. Being pressed to the war, even when the navel of the state was touched, they would not set the gate. This kind of service did not deserve corn gratis. Being either war, their mutinies and revolts wherein they showed most valor spoke not for them.
Well, what then? How shall this bosom multiplied digest the Senate's courtesy?
Let deeds express what's like to be their words. We did request it. We are the greater pole, and in true fear, they gave us our demand. Thus we debase the nature of our seat, and make the rabble call our cares fears, which will in time break open the locks of the Senate, and bring in the crows to pick the eagles.
Come, enough. Enough with over-measure.
No, take more, what may be sworn by both divine and human seal, what I end with all. This double worship, where one part does disdain with cause, the other insult without all reason, where gentry, title, wisdom, cannot conclude by the yea and no of general ignorance. It must omit real necessities and give way the while to unstable slightness. Purpose so barred, it follows nothing is done to purpose. Therefore beseech you, you that will be less fearful than discreet, but love the fundamental part of state more than you doubt the changeant, that prefer a noble life before a long, that wish to jump a body with a dangerous physic that's sure of death without it, at once pluck out the multitudinous tongue. Let them not lick the sweet which is their poison. Your dishonor mangles true judgment and bereaves the state of that integrity which should be count, not having the power to do the good it would for the ill which doth control.
Has said enough. Have spoken like a traitor. And shall answer as traitors do.
Thou wretch, despite o'erwhelm thee. What do the people do with these bold tribunes, on whom depending their obedience fails to the great avenge? In a rebellion when what's not meet but what must be was law, then were they chosen. In a better hour let what is meet be said it must be meet, and throw their power in the dust.
Manifest treason.
This a consul? No.
Edars, help!
Go, call the people!
In whose name myself attach thee as a traitorous innovator, a foe to the public weal. Obey, I charge thee, and follow to thine answer.
Hands hold, go out. Hands, rotten thing, or I'll shake thy bones out of thy garment.
Help, ye citizens!
Here comes the great thing from
you. Go, Williams, to the people! Seize him!
Hurry and labor,
in arms!
Stop
my friends, and you tell me!
Peace to you!
Hear me, people, peace!
You're a point to lose your liberties. Marcius would have all from you. Marcius, whom late you have named for consul.
Fire, this is the way to kindle, not to quench.
One, build the city and to lay all flat.
What is the city but the people?
True,
the people are the city.
By the consent of all, we were established the people's magistrate.
You still remain.
And so I like to do.
That is the way to lay the city flat.
To bring the roof to the foundation and bury all which yet distinctly ranges in heaps and piles of ruin.
This deserves death. Or let us stand to our authority or let us lose it. We do here pronounce upon the part of the people in whose power we were elected theirs. Marcius is worthy of present death. Therefore, lay hold of him.
bear him to the rock, Tarpeian, and from thence into destruction, cast him,
Didiles. Seize him.
Beseech you, tribunes.
Hear me but a word. Be that you seem truly your country's friend, and temperately proceed in what you would thus violently redress.
Sir, those cold ways that seem like prudent helps are very poisonous where the disease is violent. Lay hands upon him and bear him to the rock.
No!
I'll die here. There's some among you who have beheld me fighting. Come. Try upon yourselves what you have seen me.
Down with that sword. Tribunes, withdraw a while.
Come, sir, along with us.
I would they were barbarians as they are, though in Rome littered. Not Romans as they are, not though carved in the port of my capital.
Begone! Put not your worthy rage into your tongue. One time will owe another.
On fair ground, I could beat 40 of them.
Please you, begone. I'll try whether my old Whitley and request with those that have but little. This must be patched with cloth of any color.
They come away.
This man has marred his fortune.
Where is this viper that would depopulate the city and be every man himself?
You worthy tribune.
He could be thrown down the Tarpeian rock with rigorous hands. He hath resisted law. And therefore law shall scorn him further trial than the severity of the public power which he so sets at naught.
Sir, do not cry havoc where you should, but hunt with modest warrant.
Sir, how comes that you have hoped to make this rescue?
Hear me speak. As I do know the consul's worthiness, so can I name his fault.
Consul? What consul?
The consul, Coriolanus.
He, consul, if...
By the tribune's leave and yours, good people, I may be heard. I would crave a word or two, the which will turn you to no further harm than so much loss of time.
Speak briefly, then, for we are peremptory to dispatch this viperous traitor.
To eject him hence would but our danger, and to keep him here our certain death. Therefore it is decreed he dies tonight.
Now the good gods forbid that our renowned Rome, whose gratitude towards her deserved children is enrolled in Jove's own book, like an unnatural dam, should now eat up her own.
He's a disease that must be cut away.
Oh, he's a limb that has but a disease.
This is clean cam.
We'll hear no more. Pursue him to his house and pluck him thence, lest his infection, being of catching nature, spread further.
One word more. One word. This tiger-footed rage, when it shall find the harm of unscanned swiftness, will too late tie leaden pounds to his heels. Proceed by process, lest parties, as he is beloved, break out and sack great Rome with Romans.
If it were so.
What do you talk? Have we not had a taste of his obedience? Our aediles smote, ourselves resisted.
Come, consider this. He has been bred in the war since he could draw a sword, and is ill-schooled in bolted language. Meal and bran together he throws without distinction. Give me leave. I'll go to him and undertake to bring him where he shall answer by a lawful form in peace to his utmost peril.
Noble tribunes, it is the humane way. The other course will prove too bloody and the end of it unknown to the beginning.
Noble Menenius, be you then as the people's officer. Masters, lay down your weapons. Go not home.
Meet on the marketplace. We'll attend you there. Where if you bring not Marcius, we'll proceed in our first way.
I'll bring him to you.